going forth, she makes a statement that it's a little bit outside the scope of our study, but it's worth considering at this point. She says, the seed has been sown, and now it will spring up and bear fruit. It's sometimes misunderstood in Adventism that during the loud cry time period, during the latter rain time period, some people mistakenly believe that we will be going out and sharing the truth with people that have no kind of connection, spiritual connection with Christ whatsoever. The total lost sinner we're going to go to and awaken an interest in the Lord and then educate them. You just don't find that substantiated in the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. And this is one of the statements where she's the clearest on this subject. In this time period of the latter rain, she says, the seed has been sown, and now it will spring up and bear fruit. During the latter rain, loud cry time period, the people that will respond to the final message that the God's other children in Babylon are people that already have some kind of experience with Christ. They've already received the seed. There's already a small plant growing. It just needs this final light upon the Sabbath Sunday issue to come to maturity. And the point of all this is as follows. If we think that we can cloister ourselves away from mankind in an attempt to perfect our character or whatever, and wait for the latter rain to arrive, and under the latter rain go out and begin sharing the truth with people, what we're doing is we're refusing to go out and sow seeds in the time when seed sowing is what's supposed to be going on. Prior to the latter rain, our responsibility is to sow seeds everywhere, constantly. And the promise is, many of those seeds will spring up. But during the latter rain, it is not time to be sowing seeds, because she says the seed has been sown. It's time for the harvest to come to maturity and be reaped. Now, one other concept that we need to touch on in this passage. Sister White compares this time of the latter rain and the loud cry that's about to take place. She says in this passage, the work will be similar to that of the day of Pentecost. And what I want to point out here in connection with our study of the judgment of the living and of the truth that probation closes for Adventism first, and the truth that probation